Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
So this is Miguel, John, and Brian from Migrant Kids, and this is my KUTX. And this hour, KUTX actually has invited us in to play some of our favorite songs here in the studio. So we're going to share with you a little bit of songs that mean a lot to us and have influenced us as a band and as people. And we're really excited to be here. This first song is it's by the Venus and Furs. It's called 2HB. And it was actually, my cousin and I, John, actually first heard about it on this soundtrack called The Velvet Goldmine, which the cool thing is, this is actually what you're about to hear is Tom York singing with cotton stuffed in his mouth to sound different. And when you're living in kind of rural Michigan, this was really, really key for us to be able to learn about, you know, we were exposed to a lot of music, Brian Eno and really, really different things that we had never heard of before. So I'll stop talking. We can just take a listen.
Oh, I was moved by a screen dream. Celluloid pictures are living. Your death could not kill.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Hey y'all, this is Migrant Kids from Austin, Texas. We're here at my KUTX, and they have let us take over the airwaves, and we're playing some of our favorite and most influential music, some from our childhood and then some that is a lot of what's really influencing us now in our writing process. So thanks so much for having us. That was just a 2HB from Venus and Furs off of the Velvet Goldmine soundtrack, which was super influential for my cousin and I, especially growing up. Introduced us to a lot of like Bowie and glam rock stuff. So, and again, that was Thom Yorke, which is crazy that's him singing like that. And I think in one of his books, he talked about actually stuffing cotton in his mouth for that to sing that way. So, but yeah, I'm here with Brian, our good friend.
Hello.
And my other good friend, John.
Hello.
And we've got another song. This one is from another Texas native, Neon Indian.
Yeah, we saw him the last Fun Fest.
We did, yeah.
Which was an amazing show. And this is from that tour, right?
Yeah, Sloan Lord is from the latest release that he's done. It's really cool to see an artist develop. So he goes from really, really murky, darker, more lo-fi stuff, and then it actually ends up eventually landing on where they're at with the song's called Slumlord.
Thank you.
Hey y'all, this is Migrant Kids from Austin, Texas. I'm here with Miguel, Brian, and John.
Hello.
And we have taken over the airwaves here at KUTX. They've been nice enough to have us here. We're actually slotted, if y'all are, of course, it's free week, January 7th, and we are playing at Stubbs tonight. You should definitely come out. Definitely want to get there early because that place tends to reach capacity early on. We've played the past 2 years there, and it's always at capacity with a line out the door. So, yeah, and we'll be playing some new music. So definitely tune in and show up tonight at Stubbs again. This next song is actually one of my choices. It's by a band named Broncho from Oklahoma. And we love Oklahoma. We've got some good friends there. And we've played a couple tours through there. And a lot of really good people. This is Broncho with the song Dina.
Dina walking like Mother Nature. Dina talking like Jesus hates you. She's too good to you. Jesus walking like he's on water. Jesus talking like he's on water.
Hey y'all, this is Migrant Kids from Austin, Texas. I'm here with my good friends and bandmates, Brian O'Flynn and John Zakur. And we have taken over the airwaves here at KUTX. I'm really excited to play this next song. This there's a really cool story behind this. This is our good friends in the band called Survive. So Michael Stein, actually, we used to go to Switched on 11th Street, John and I, when we first moved here. And we actually didn't have any friends, didn't really know anyone. And we really were getting into these bands like Troller and Silent Diane. And then Michael introduced us to his group. We would go and hang up with him and Joseph Pilo at Switched On at the old place. And so we would talk synths. He taught us how to use an MPC. We were doing all these samples. It was just a really fun time because we were trying to do a lot of stuff that you shouldn't be able to do with an MPC, and he was helping us actually learn how to do it and then teaching us about all these really cool analog synths and how to use them. And
yeah, it's so nice about it. He was never like that.
He was never pretentious.
Like quintessential like guru, like, well, can't do that. You know?
Why would you want to?
Yeah. Very sweet and just like, yeah, let's try it.
They've been a huge influence on us as far as
since we moved here.
Yeah. Since the beginning. So this song is Survive. The song is called Floating Cube, and it's off of one of their earlier albums. Round and 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 round
faith would do me good. I don't know what I'm doing, don't know should I change my mind. I can't decide, there's too many variations to consider. Nothing I do, don't do nothing but bring me more to do. It's true, I do imbue my blue into myself, I make it bitter. Baby, lay your head on my lap one more time.
This is Brian from Migrant Kids, and you are listening to MyKUTX. KUTX has given us the airwaves tonight. That was Fiona Apple, On the Bound, from her, in my opinion, best album, When the Pawn. I feel like Fiona Apple and John Bryan met at their peaks for that record. I know they had worked before and after that, but for me, that's as good as it gets. For those two, and my favorite drum sound probably in the history of recorded pop music. Again, this is Brian from Migrant Kids. I'm here with John and Miguel. We're playing tonight at Stubbs.
Woo!
Get there early if you're out for Free Week. We're playing.
Free Week is awesome here.
Oh, it's great.
It's like South By, but for the locals, you know? So it's
I like it way more than South By,
yeah.
Except for the Cedar Fever.
Sure.
That's made for some pretty terrible Free Week nights for me, but it's backed off a little bit the past couple of years, so hopefully this is going to be a fun one.
Brian, you've got a really cool one for the next one, because we listen to this a lot on tour on the road.
Yep. This is Paul Simon, The Obvious Child. I wanted to play the version from the Concert in the Park record. It was a huge album for me that I kind of bought by mistake through one of those BMG or Columbia House, like buy 50 or buy one record, get 50 for free or something like that. And I just picked this because I was working on the 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover drum groove because a drum teacher made me. And I was like, oh, that's Paul Simon. I'll check that out. And it ended up being my favorite live album I've ever heard, and really important to the introduction of Paul Simon for me and the introduction to Graceland and Rhythm of the Saints. Anyway, so yeah, this is Paul Simon with The Obvious Child from the Concert in the Park record. This is Brian from Migrant Kids, and I'm here with John and Miguel, and you're listening to My KUTX. This next song is by my favorite hip-hop group, and in my opinion, the most underrated hip-hop group ever. This is a song off their second album. They only had two records, one in 93, one in 94. They had one or two singles, but they've just flown so under the radar, and it always blows my mind when I talk to people about music and they've never heard of them. But they turned me on to The Meters and Herbie Hancock. They sampled a bunch of stuff that I would later find out was samples of some, you know, some great jazz records. Anyway, this is Diggable Planets from their second record, Blowout Comb. The song is called Jettin'.
For the hour, I chose the black power, extra fly joint from mocha to yellow paper, and you know I don't delay. Together with my honey like silk and soul, we grow and take you back to like afros, and no quitting or getting jumped by the system. It's all day, all play, got herbs and such, and cuts and crew, no blue eyes to emulate. Some straight, but yeah, we straight up funky.
He's back, the Jesus back, as in OD, getting funky.
Sunset, you bet we get mad
funky. East coast to west, we stays fresh, easy. Smoke rise from the borough with the black cooler. The globe spins, gems is dropped. No bacon, no bacon. Three bridges for money making. Crooklyn, the Ep Swingers lounge out spot. Roll one of my pants, leg up, bump my sounds, grab the micro. You know how we do in the joint. Do a burrow check to see exactly who in the joint. Hot spots, city streets, lot spots and jeeps. As a flower, I'm Nile, rivers of style.
Fresh KK.
Yeah, stories complete.
Fresh KK.
Rolling on the New York streets with them no pork beats. At the parliaments, sevens up, see no steel, no equal, but the sun, and that's funky.
He's back, the Jesus back as an OG.
The black cool blow.
It's that nickel slick nick, keep it deep for my heads. Let it fed up, appearing in my camouflage. My hustler walks in New York. Two fronts say Gucci, we make Lucci. And never hesitates to set it. Slap hands with my mans from the lands of crooks. Being lovely over jams that's on the flans with hooks. Burn musk, wear kush, it's Flatbush. Hear the mentors instrumental cause it's ash to dust. I like to hit like deep, keep fam tight tight. Keep the vocal slickly, any joint is right. Let me fly, he's back, the G's back with the R. Sun is in the clouds on loud. I got raised by the dim street lights of four cities. My heroes died in prison, George Jackson, action. She's butterfly and I'm cool iron and I rock snow low unless it's scrambler. Got me and my honeys, we be like Bobby and Erica. Me and my monies, we'll hurt you, Boulevard Empire. One love, gun love, come free the land with us. Pigs, they cannot shoot this Prussian creamy lavishness. Before I pop, I'd rather die in baggy guessing Sims. And I put that on the BK, L-Y-N, and that's funky.
He's back, the Jesus back, as an OD, getting funky.
The sun sets, you bet, we get mad
funky.
East coast to west, we stays fresh, and we do it on the stick leg.
We jet it,
no wonder, no wonder, and 8.1, 8.1, 8.1, we jet it, all around.
This is Brian from Migrant Kids, and I'm here with John and Miguel, and this is my KUTX. This hour, they have handed us the keys to the studio, and we're playing whatever we feel like. That was Diggable Planets with Jettin from Blowout Comb. The next song is one of our own, the title track off of our EP we released earlier in the year called Primordial Soup. This song was recorded at Cacophony Recorders. Eric Wofford engineered it. Travis Kennedy mixed it, and I'm super proud of it.
Yeah, it was inspired by Carl Sagan in the Cosmos series when he was talking about existence starting in this big boiling pot of primordial soup. We liked that idea of trying to like use synths and create this atmosphere of what that might sound like, but contextualize it in a way where we were talking about relationships and what that means for, you know, life and what it means for trying to be with somebody. And originally when I was trying to do like a Survive ripoff on the Juno, because I was like, I just loved their stuff so much. I was like, I want to write a tune where it's like an instrumental synth kind of thing. And it just, the bedding for the song was that. And then Miguel was like, oh man, this is great. Like, let's sort of put like a Michael Jackson beat under it and see what happens. And
I just want an excuse to be. So that's how that came
about. Yeah, so that was
I ruined the cool vibe he had going and made it.
I know, it was like super slow.
It was
like,
very synthy and
Yeah. But in the end, this is Primordial Soup. This is what we came up with.
Staring at the sunlight, wondering why it shines at all. Only you and me. Told me to be happy. Try not to take it seriously. And just let it be. I'm not
Hey y'all, this is John from Migrant Kids here in KUTX studio, taking over the radio, and that was Primordial Soup by yours truly. We're all really proud of that song. A lot of things influenced that tune, and the next artist had a huge influence on me growing up, being from Michigan. We're all Midwestern boys, but Sufjan Stevens was a huge, huge influence growing up. And I remember the first time getting the Michigan album that he released in Ann Arbor from this real tiny record shop underneath like some Patagonia store. Yeah, I think it was called School Kid.
School Kid, yeah.
Yeah, Records. School Kid Records. And he was like, "Have you guys heard of this guy, Sufjan? He's doing an album for each state." And we're just like, holy crap, that's crazy. And he started with Michigan. Of course, he didn't end up doing that. But
well, we cornered him about it in New York. We lived in New York, John and I. We played music. And we actually went to see him in Char. And
yeah, My Brightest Diamond.
Yeah. I cornered him. I grabbed him.
Well, because I was too afraid to meet him.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You're going to blow it."
And he turned around.
Yeah, and Miguel grabbed him.
Mexican is
grabbing
him.
Grabbed his shoulder and turned him around. He's like, "Hey, my cousin wants to meet you." And he's like, "Oh, who are you?" And then we started talking to him, and it was amazing. He's like, "Yeah, my cousin listens to your music every single night."
He's like, "You must have some terrible nightmares."
Yeah, but he was really sweet, and it's funny. We were so excited, and we're like, "Well,"
he wanted to keep hanging out. He's like, "I was like, well, we better let you go. You know, you got a lot of things to do." And he's like, "No, nothing. You guys should hang out, have a beer." And I'm like, "We can't. We gotta go."
Yeah. Anyway, this song is called Romulus, and to me, it just sounds like Michigan. And
it's a cool city, Romulus.
Yeah, and it just sounds like the Midwest.
She didn't seem to care. She smoked in her room and colored her hair. I was ashamed. I was ashamed of her. I was ashamed. I was ashamed of her. I was ashamed. I was ashamed.
Hey y'all, it's John here with Miguel and Brian from Migrant Kids. That was Sufjan Stevens with the song Romulus. This is our last tune that we're going to be playing for you. KUTX has been kind enough to let us come in here and play you songs that have shaped us in some way or influenced us. And it's been an honor to be here. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you're out tonight for Free Week, which you should be, come check out Stubbs. We're playing around 11 o'clock, and it's going to be a rager. but this last song is by, I think, one of my favorite artists, David Bazan, who invented indie Christian rock with his group Pedro the Lion. But since then, he's sort of parted ways with the church, I guess you could say. And it's amazing to follow his trajectory because he's got these Pedro the Lion albums, very religious, and he sort of unravels. And in the song Curse Your Branches, which we're going to play as our last song, is sort of his breakup letter to God and to the church and things like that. So as a fan who's sort of been with him, you sort of were along with these big life changes. And I think as an artist, to put yourself out there knowing very well you're going to probably lose a lot of fans and stir up the pot in that way, I think that's kind of what art is all about. So again, thanks so much for listening to these songs. And this is David Bazan, Curse Your Branches.
Fall.